Tension is rising once again between India and Pakistan. New Delhi is warning that Islamabad will pay a price for the death of several people along their border. The warning comes after 9 people, including 5 soldiers, were shot dead by militants in an attack on an Indian army camp in the disputed region of Kashmir. India's Defense Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has accused Pakistan of supporting what she described as terrorists who came from the other side of the border. Sitharaman added that Pakistan is expanding acts of terror and violates the ceasefire along the border. Pakistan earlier warned its neighbor against any cross-border strikes. Islamabad also rejected accusations by New Delhi, saying that it is irresponsible to blame others before any investigation is launched. Press correspondent New Delhi says there has been a trend of attacks against Indian army bases in Kashmir since the 1990s.
Army camp attacks or the attacks on Indian bases since 1999. Since 1999, there has been attack on an army camp in Srinagar in Badambagh, which killed 10 soldiers. And then in June, and then in March 2013, then in September 2013. Well, this time it looks like war is looming large over both the countries. And India has been saying it from the last 30 years that the terrorism is being supported from across the border, from Pakistan. They have categorically been blaming Pakistan of whatever attacks are happening on the military camps. And of course, we know the core issue, the main reason of why has there been a sore relations between India and Pakistan since independence.
Meanwhile, Press TV correspondent Javed Rana says India's allegations against Pakistan are meant to distract the attention of the international community from New Delhi's atrocities in Indian-controlled Kashmir.
The atrocities by Indian security forces in Indian-controlled Kashmir is at the heart of the entire conflict between India and Pakistan. Pakistan has been saying, and they have said it once again, that basically these allegations against Pakistan is an attempt by the New Delhi to deflect attention of the world community from what is happening in Indian Kashmir. I think in a broader picture, the Americans are not ready to intervene. Britain is not ready to intervene. The UN Security Council is not ready to intervene. I think that has emboldened India to get into these kind of allegations, because of which I think that is a part of the reason that there is a lingering tension between two countries. International community is not ready to intervene, and that is in one way or the other, I think that has encouraged India, and there is a possibility that India may go for some sort of low intensity in offensive on disputed Kashmir border. That means Pakistan would respond it as it has been doing it over the years. So I think the situation in coming weeks and months is going to remain tense.